Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Our lead stories this hour: tax observers call for thorough assessment of tax proposals presented by the flag bearers of the two major political parties in their manifestos to ascertain their workability. Also in this bulletin, Finance Minister advocates a remodeling of economic metric used to determine credit worthiness of African countries, plus banks are not likely to actualize a full digitalized banking system in the next 5 years. That's the view of the country's senior partner at PwC Ghana, Vish Eshangbo. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Some tax analysts of Ghana's tax system have stated that the pledges by the flag bearers of the two major political parties to reform the tax system at the ports emphasize the difficulties businesses are going through. The flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and the flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Mahama, have all promised to reform the tax system at the ports. Commenting on the issue, tax consultant Francis Timoboy, however, cautioned that there must be a careful assessment of the proposals to ascertain its impact on the economy as a whole.
You take the port, for example, the proposal that they are making over there, that they're going to reduce the taxes, they're going to make some of them flat, suggest that they are aware that the taxes at the port are too many. And so it's good. Some of the policies that they have outlined can really, really speed up the economic recovery. Others too are likely to affect the revenues of government, and therefore care must be taken. For example, the grant of tax amnesty is likely to affect government revenue because we just finished tax amnesty or the penalties and interest waiver in 2021-2022. So if we are doing another one in 2025, it sends some signal that Ghana is a country where if you don't comply with taxes, you are likely to get an amnesty in 2 or 3 years. I think it's too early for us to embark on a tax amnesty.
Francis Timoboy is a tax consultant. Talking about taxes, Associate Director of the Tax and Regulatory Department at Deloitte Ghana, Wisdom Peno, is calling for a strong withholding tax regime in Ghana, but wants the threshold to be revised upwards to boost private sector growth. Speaking at the annual conference of the Chartered Institute of Taxation Ghana, Mr. Peno said the country has reached a stage where the tax system must be revised to boost the confidence of the private sector. He alluded that the cost brackets play a critical role in which the private sector interferes with the withholding tax regime.
The threshold for withholding tax, we had the threshold as 500 cedis prior to 2016. Post 2016, we have it as 2,000 cedis. Is it time to revise the threshold? My understanding of the policy thinking of the threshold is that, and that is tied to how I explained the cost to business, we should have a strong withholding tax regime, but should taxpayers be required to withhold on every single transaction? I think the threshold came in to allow some, if you like, the minister's rule that would exclude certain small payments.
Wisdom Bano is the Associate Director of the Tax and Regulatory Department at Deloitte Ghana. Away from tax-related stories, the Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, has called for a revamp of the economic metrics used to assess the creditworthiness of African countries in the international financial market. He argues that the current metrics do not adequately reflect key aspects unique to the continent's growth and development trajectory. Dr. Adam made these remarks at the Future of Energy Conference here in Accra.
The economic metrics used to determine our credit worthiness is not really reflecting the situation in Africa. We have huge solar potential, which is not factored into the economic metric, particularly into the computation of the gross domestic product. We have huge natural capital assets, which are not factored into the metric for determining our credit worthiness. And therefore, if Africa is to harness all this potential as tool for leveraging global funding, that it is imperative that the international financial architecture is reformed.
Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam. To one of our headline stories, the country's senior partner at PwC, Vish Ashagbo, has stated that Ghana's banking system may not be able to actualize full digital operations in the next 5 years. Mr. Ashagbo noted that a significant number of consumers are still comfortable with face-to-face transactions as the level of infrastructure development in certain parts of the country may be an issue. He spoke to Joy Business at the PwC Banking Customer Experience Breakfast Forum, which enumerated findings from a customer experience survey in the banking sector.
If you ask me how long it will take, I'll answer it slightly differently and say that certainly not in the next 5 years. And that's simply because the demographics of a country like Ghana is such that we have a large population that is still coming to grips with the whole digital narrative. Beyond that, the reach of the networks, let me say, if you look across the country, the networks are concentrated in urban centers, right? But yet you have banking activity being done, for example, in agric areas or cocoa producing areas, for example, or in mining communities. Even those, sometimes the connectivity issues are less.
Vish Ashagbo is the country's senior partner at PwC. Now, government has revealed that it is engaging Burkinabe officials over the Bagri Dam spillage to lessen the impact on farms in northern Ghana. The Burkina Faso government has announced their intentions to embark on a regular dam spillage, which often leads to parts of Ghana flooded. However, due to the current dry spell in the northern part of the country, there are fears that the development, if not handled well, could worsen the situation for farmers. Brian Echambon is the Minister for Food and Agriculture.
It depends on how the spillage is conducted by our neighboring country. When they have a huge challenge and they open the dam full throttle, then we have a major effect down south. But if it is regulated, then our rivers are able to contain it. But then the spillage in itself, you know, we have a lot of dams that are able to absorb some water, mitigating the effect of the spillage. And that is a communication that has gone on between Ghana and our neighboring country. We cannot stop them from spilling, but we can engage them on how they spill so that it doesn't affect fellow humans that are down. We're working with our neighbors to ensure that effects on our farmers are minimized.
Brian Echambon is the Minister for Food and Agriculture. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ogwa Sanhin, whose role is described as Finance Minister of the Traditional Area, has highlighted the untapped advantages presented by the geographical locations of Cape Coast to all businesses involved in distribution and service provision. Speaking to Super Morning Show host Kojo Yangsin in the run-up to the 60th Ogwa Fetu Afasha celebrations in September, the Sanhin Nana Kweku Yensu I outlined his plan to use the festival to draw businesses to the area, describing Cape Coast as a city of untapped opportunities.
Cape Coast has numerous opportunities, untapped opportunities, where people haven't actually realized what they could do in Cape Coast, right? And so for me, the traditional ruler responsible for development of the area, I want to take advantage of this Afasha to draw as many people as possible into Cape Coast, including the business community, to come into Cape Coast to actually have a first-hand experience of what they could do in Cape Coast or what Cape Coast has to offer to the business community. I think the development of Ghana cannot be complete without Cape Coast being a part of the whole plan.
The Ogwa Sanhin Nana Kweku Yensu I, speaking to Super Morning Show host Kojo Yangsin there in the run-up to the 60th Ogwa Fetu Afasha celebrations in September. Now, furniture is a key element of every interior design, whether for commercial or residential use. Yet many designers struggle to find top-notch, professionally crafted pieces. That's where Landmark Furniture steps in. Located on Spintex Road, this dynamic firm specializes in creating dream sofas with a professional touch, leaving a lasting impression on your visitors. As you look forward to meeting them at this year's EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair, you can visit the Joy News EcoBank Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair is opened from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and admission is, of course, free. Be there to engage with various stakeholders in the housing value chain. EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home. Time now for Pension Tip on MoneyLab, and we'll explain to you the claims procedure of in an event of an accident.
Hey, Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ohenewa Amoafo Asante, Head of Client Service with Enterprise Insurance. Having dealt with all the types of motor insurance policies in our previous episodes, we are here today to learn about the claims procedure in the event of an accident. In order to assess a claim under your motor insurance policy, the insured will need to complete an accident report form and submit, together with an estimate of repairs, pictures of the damaged vehicle, a copy of the driver's license, and a police report in the event where there's a third party involved. Thank you for staying with us. See you next time. Bye.
Just gone by was Ohenewa Amoafo Asante, who is the head of client service at Enterprise Insurance, with today's edition of Money Lab. Now, that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yes, one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do enjoy the rest of your afternoon.